Good morning, TCC. Hopefully, you had a fantastic Christmas and that you were able to spend some time with friends and family reflecting on the birth of Jesus Christ and what it actually means to us as Christians. We are talking about Rise Revisited today. It is church at home. Hopefully, you had time just to rest a little bit and gear up for what God is about to do in 2020. 2019 is about to be over, and it is time to look forward in your walk as a Christian and believe God for bigger things in your life. God always takes us from where we're at, does a work in our life, and gets us ready for what He has for us in the future. God has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope in a future. And as a Christian, we're excited about that because we have a hope in Jesus Christ, and that hope does not disappoint. And hopefully today, you are really believing God for the best in your life and remembering His grace over this past year and looking back and seeing what progress you have made in your life. And so the first message of the year, we talked about our word for the year, and it was rise. And the word rise actually means to move from a lower position to a higher one, to come or go up. And as you look back over the last year, in what areas of your life have you seen improvement, and has God elevated you into a new place or perspective in your life so that you could actually see progress? God wants us to make progress in our life. He doesn't want us to stay stuck. And one of the main things that we talk about our church at TCC is do hard things. And that is really a phrase that we've adopted and believe that God has given us, because if we don't do hard things, oftentimes we don't see the breakthrough or progress in our life that we want to see. Because being a Christian is not easy, and a lot of people take the easy way out, but God wants us to take the difficult road at times, because He knows that it leads to real promise in our life. The Bible talks about narrow is the way that leads to eternal life, and few find it, but broad is the way that lead to destruction, and there are a lot who find it. And so if you're a Christian here and you're listening to this message today, you know that no progress comes without pain. No promise comes without perseverance in our life. And God really challenges us in our process to think differently so that we can be different and really receive all that God has for us in our life. And so you might be looking back over the year and saying, it was a hard year for me, and you don't quite understand all the things that I went through. But I do know that God was there. He has never left you. His grace is sufficient, and that He will continue to help you move into the next season of your life, because you do realize that life has seasons, and God moves us from one season to another, and we can count on His grace to be there, because He promised to never leave us or forsake us, and that even in the difficult trials in our life, He is near to us. And oftentimes, in those times of our life, we can sense His presence in a greater way because of His grace that is needed in those seasons in our life to help us really overcome those things. And so maybe you look back and say, I've overcome some things in my life. Count that as a victory for you, and really make note of what God did for you over the last year. Because as you do that, it'll help you to remember God's faithfulness the next time you come up against a challenge. Because 2020 will bring with it challenges, but it will also bring with it a new level of faith in your life, because you've seen God help you meet those challenges and also overcome those challenges. The book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29 says this: He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. It says that, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. And so we have a hope in Him. And as we hope in Him, and as we wait in expectation for Him, our strength will be renewed because of the fact that we realize that God will strengthen us to do the work that He's called us to do. And also, in the meantime, to give us the strength to stand as those things are being fulfilled in our life. And so, as any team does at the end of the year, at the end of their season, they look back and they assess their season and they see, how did we do? What can we improve on in our life? And I look at our three core values: love God, embrace community, and serve the world. I want you to take inventory even in your own life and what that looks like for you. Where have I done hard things in my life where it comes to my relationship with God? Where have I embraced community, this aspect of community, be involved in a community group, be involved in community in general, because I know that life change is done in better done in circles than it is in rows. And where have I really used my gifts to serve God? Because and when we serve God, we really become more like Jesus, because we're actually doing what Jesus did. He came to serve. And so look over those three core values over the past year and say, hey, listen, where have I done these three things at work? Maybe do I need to improve in these three things? Because I believe that if you really take stock and inventory of that, God will probably show you some things that you can adjust, make course corrections on, so that you can be more effective going into 2020. Because God does help us make course corrections, and He wants us to improve in areas of our life. It's the one great thing about years: when they change and we go into the new year, we get a fresh start in order to see things differently and say, okay, how can I be different this year as opposed to last year? Because the best you has not been revealed yet, and that God is still working in your life, working out those kinks and those areas that still aren't working right for you, and helping you make crooked places straight in your life, because that's who He is. God came to give you life and give it to you more abundantly, and He wants us to really begin to possess the promises that He's given us in our life. And so, where do I need to change? Where do I need to make some course corrections in my life? Where have I seen God strengthen me this year that I did not see before? Because those are the things that are going to help give you the fuel to continue to move on in this next year. Because like I said before, God has better things for you this year than He did last year. Because God is already in your future. He's already in your past, but He's already in your future. And as a Christian, we have a future in Him. We have a hope in Him. And we have to assess what that really means for us in our life. Where is God challenging you to believe bigger for Him in 2020? What are the areas of your life that God's saying, hey, listen, I want you to look at this thing differently. And this year, I want to tackle this and I want you to overcome it because it's really been something that's held you back in your life this year. So what is it that I want you to overcome? What is it that I want you to be better at this year? And to be honest with God and to get alone with God and allow God to really begin to solidify some things in your life so that you can build on the foundation, which is Jesus Christ. And as you build on that foundation, which is Jesus Christ, you can also begin to grow and bear fruit in your life, fruit that is actually going to remain in your life. And so God wants us to take possession of those areas of our life that we're not ruling in, to take possession of the promises. And as a Christian, to begin to know what those promises are. Maybe you're here today and you're listening and God has given you some promises that do pertain to life and godliness for your life, and you're not really seeing the fulfillment of those promises in your life. Let me just remind you of Abraham, who was given a promise to have a baby, but he didn't see the fulfillment of that promise for 25 years. And so sometimes it takes a while for the promise to come to pass and for it to be fulfilled. But God is faithful, and He will bring that promise to fulfillment in your life if we can endure the process in between, because God is doing something in our life, and sometimes we don't understand it, and sometimes we can't wrap our heads around it, and that's okay. We can just trust God to believe that He is going to do it because He's faithful, because oftentimes it's not our way that's the best way, it's God's way. And we quote that scripture all the time in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. And so as we acknowledge God on the path that He's leading us, we know that He's going to lead us in the straight path, but also He's going to lead us along the right path in our life that He wants us to walk in, because He's faithful on that. And it is a faith walk, and we don't see it all the time. But as we put our faith in Him and our eyes on Him, oftentimes He'll begin to reveal things to us, and we'll see the reality of why He came, not only to save us, but also to bring us into that fulfillment of His purpose for our life, so we can actually begin to walk as He's called us to walk. And so for you, looking back is essential, because it'll help you see, what do I need to do better? But it's also important that you continue to keep your eyes forward, because the enemy would like nothing more than for you to look back in what you've lost or regret or walk in regret, and that will derail your progress in Him and cause you to drift into places that God does not want you to go into in your life. And so as a believer, in what areas of your life have you made progress? And that's great, but also understanding that if we're not careful, that we could move away from the ultimate purpose that God has for us, and that is to glorify Him in everything that we do in our life. And so look at your families, take assessment of your life right now. Where is it in my family that I need to do a better job in leading my home? What do I need to do as the priests of my home, men, women, as the wives of our homes, or as the single parents of our home? God, help me to be better leaders of my home. How can I facilitate really a relationship with my kids better? How can I facilitate the Spirit of God in my house better? And God, what are you asking me to do in my home in order to reflect Jesus Christ. And so take assessment. It is about you. Yeah, team you. God has a purpose for you, but also and also the people you're leading. And so look at your families. God, what do I need to do there? Now, secondly, look at your work. Lord, help me to be a better leader in my work. What do I need to do in my work, in my spheres of influence? How have you called me to really represent you in my workplace? And sometimes it's very difficult for us to do that because of things that we're not allowed to do in our offices. But at the same time, I believe God is there and that God could cause a revival really in our workplaces for the name of Jesus to be lifted up and also for your influence to spread. And so God, how do you want me to affect change in my workplaces? And oftentimes it's not about what we're getting out of it sometimes because we don't necessarily like what we're doing all the time, but at the same time, what is God asking me to do to be a light in a lost and dying world and where God has planted me? And so changing your perspective about that and saying, okay, God, how do you want me to bloom here where you planted me so that I can really reflect Jesus Christ? And so accepting that responsibility is key, but also knowing that God wants to use you where you're at is key also. And that the way that we operate in that season oftentimes is the way that'll open the doors for God to move us into different seasons of our life so that we can move into the next thing that God has called us to move into. But thank God for the process and the learning times in our life there. And so where else does God want me to lead? Maybe it's in my relationships and the people that I have influence on in my life. And so how does God want me to represent him in the relationships that I have with my friends and my boyfriends, my girlfriends, just the people that I'm intimate with in my life? How do I represent him? And looking at your life as a whole rather than in part, and taking God and putting him in the middle and rotating your life around God and saying, okay, how can I reflect God in each of these areas of my life, in my family, in my workplace, and in the relationships that I'm in? How can I continue to reflect him? And God, give me the grace that I need to make changes, but also to influence people, because God has placed you there to influence. Last year, we talked about rising, going from a lower position to a higher position. And so if God has given you a platform to represent him, how can I do it in a better way? And also at the same time, know that the enemy is going to come in and try to bring distraction and discouragement. But you've got to be that watchman on the wall that's not going to come down for any reason because of the work that God has called you to do. The work's too important, and distractions are a part of life, and the enemy is going to do everything he can to make you to come down. But at the same time, have that attitude and that mentality that the work is too important. What God has asked me to do is too important for me to get distracted with things that don't really matter in my life. And so having an awareness that the enemy does have a scheme, does have a plan, but God also has a plan and a purpose for your life. And that if you're listening to the Spirit of God and you're being led by the Spirit of God, God will help you to learn how to navigate those schemes and devices, but also to win in your life. And so I'm excited about what God is going to do in 2020. This is not a long message today. This is basically just a challenge for you to kind of get yourself ready, to get yourself in position, to take that stock, to take that inventory, to make the changes, to make note of where I need to make changes, and also to be ready for what God is about to bring into 2020. January 5th, we are actually starting our 7 days of prayer and fasting. I encourage you to be part of this because this is where we posture our heart before God and say, okay, God, how do you want me to look at 2020? What are your designs for me in 2020? And where are you asking me to be and become in 2020? And so this is important. And so when it comes to fasting, it's not just about you fasting food. I do encourage you to do that. You can look at online, you can look at the Daniel fast. Some people fast a certain meal of the day and they say, okay, that'll be it for me. And they kind of do one meal a day. Other people do a media fast of where it's like, hey, I'm not doing any social media for the week because I get too distracted. And so just pray on what God would have you to do. But I just pray that you would be consistent on it and just stick with it. And remember, it's not how long you fast. It's the matter and intent of your heart. And there isn't any condemnation when it comes to a fast, but it is an attitude of the heart and say, okay, God, I'm putting you first in this fast because I really want your best for me in my life. And I know that if you're like me, you're believing God for big things in 2020. And if you're believing God for big things, that requires sometimes for us to do things that are not comfortable and also to put God first and to show God, hey, listen, this is important to me. Your purpose is important to me. and what you have for me is important to me, and so you're going to be first in my life. And as we challenge you to get your heart ready, we are going to be sharing the word of the year on the first Sunday of the year for you guys to really wrap your head around it and really apply it to every area of your life, and so that you can really begin to see bigger for what God has for you. God's about to do some great things in our lives here at TCC, and I'm grateful that you're a part of it and that God has called you here for this time, and I pray that you would continue to put God first in every area of your life and allow you to stretch him. And I know that's difficult at times because it does require us sometimes to walk in. It seems like a constant state of being uncomfortable. And the Christian walk is that, because God is doing a work in our life. He's stretching us. He's molding us. He's making us. That process of sanctification is going on all the time in our life. And we can't survive without abiding in him. The Bible talks about in John 15, about abiding in him and remaining in him. And if we do that, we'll see fruit. But if we hold back or we don't stay connected, it's difficult for us to see that fruit. And sometimes that fruit doesn't stay on the vine. It has a tendency to fall off quicker. But we've got to remember that if we can stay consistent and remain in the vine, remain in Jesus, that we'll have the power that we need in order to succeed. And we'll begin to understand what it really means to walk in the fullness that God has for us as a Christian. Because the enemy would like nothing more for us to be disconnected from what God is doing and also the things of God. Because if that takes place, that lifeblood or that life flow that God wants to really move into our life does not flow as freely because we're disconnected. And so look at your life right now. Where am I disconnected from God? Where am I not seeing the life or the flow that I need to see in my life? And pray that God would help you unkink some of those knots that are there so that you can really begin to see a flow. Because I believe that God has called you to flow, that even every area of your life, we're talking about physically, emotionally, spiritually, and financially, where there needs to be a life flow of God's Spirit in your life, where there's no hindrance, there's nothing there causing that to hold back, but there's just a flow. And as God begins to flow through you, he can flow out of you into the lives of other people so that you can affect life change in your communities, in your homes, and in the people that you have influence with, because that's why you're here. You're here to bring life change. You're not here just to take up a chair at church. You're not here just to work a job, but you're here to bring life change to the people that are around you and to be effective as a person and as a Christian. God wants you to be effective. God wants you to bloom where you're planted, but he also wants to establish his kingdom here on the earth, and you're part of that. And so being in a position of where you need to make some changes to begin to see the life flow is key in your life. And I know I'm thinking of people right now over the last year who've made some difficult decisions in their life because some of the relationships they were involved in or the things in their life were not really bearing fruit for them, or they weren't seeing life flow. And I encourage you to make the hard choices that you need to make in order to see God's best in your life, because God wants to see the best for you in your life and to bring you to that position of really fruitfulness in your life. And for you, sometimes that just might be a matter of, hey, I just need to push through some certain things. I really need to learn how to overcome the shadow that we talk about in our church in my life, and so that I can see that stuff in my life. I'm tired of getting tripped up. I'm tired of falling prey to the same things in my life. And I think God would say, hey, he's tired of it too, in a loving way, because he wants to see you be the you that he's called you to be. And so, doing the hard things is essential sometime. And as a Christian, God often does come and ask us to do those things because he knows the benefit of really what he's trying to do in our life. And so the other thing is where's your faith level right now? As we begin to wind down the year, where am I at on the barometer of faith? Where's my faith level? Have I risen in my faith toward God and belief that he actually can do anything in my life? Or am I still stuck at the kind of a same level of where I really feel that God only has this for me? And where is God asking me to believe him for more? The one thing I do know about God is there are times in our life where we feel like we have it. There are other times in our life we feel like we don't. But that's where it requires faith, because God is always doing things in our life. The Bible talks about the just living by faith. And so that's how we live. We live by faith, and we don't live by sight. And so if God is doing some things in your life to help you see differently, to elevate your life to a new level of faith, praise God that he's doing that, because he wants to show you a different facet of who he is. He's not one-dimensional. He's multidimensional. He's doing things on different levels of our life at all times. And so God can be overseas and in a different country, but also be present in your home because he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. He can do anything. Okay. He's omniscient. He's all knowing. He knows everything that's happening and going on in your life right now. It doesn't take him by surprise. You can trust him to know that he understands it. He knows it. He's provided a way for you to endure it and also overcome it. And he's immutable. He does not change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God who wants good things for you today is going to be the same God who wants good things for you tomorrow. His love for you doesn't change based on your circumstances. His love never fails. It's unconditional. He loves you regardless. And so he wants you to tap into that. And as you begin to tap into that, I believe you'll walk differently and you'll begin to see things differently. And the love that God has for you knows no bounds. And oftentimes it's the love of God that allows you to get to the end of yourself so that you can see him. He's been at work the whole time in your life. And also not only at the whole time of your life, but it also gives you the comfort and the confidence to know that you can continue to walk with him because you know that he'll always be there. He'll never leave you or forsake you. And so I'm excited. I love you guys. I know that good things are ahead, and I believe the best is yet to come, and that 2020 is going to be a great year. And if you allow God to be first in your life and continue to seek him, I believe you're going to look back at the end of 2020 and say, man, God did some great things. As a matter of fact, he did exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think, because of the things that I were believing him for, he did better than I thought, because that's who he is. TCC, I love you, and we'll see you on Sunday, January 5th.